Hello.
Hi, is this Joy?
Yes, it's she.
Hi, how are you? This is Josh from Family First. I got your
Yes.
message. I'm sorry you late on Friday. How are you?
I'm better. I'm okay.
Okay, good, good. So I know you reached out. I guess what there was some confusion about Valeria
Yes.
her message.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm sorry about that. I'm really
It's
sorry about
fine. It's okay. It's okay.
But everything's good now, meaning that you understand.
Yes, he my son, he had to go get him a new phone. So when he got paid Friday, he went and got him a phone. He clocked in, he clocked out, he clocked in, he clocked out. He's doing everything he's supposed to. But my thing was this. They sent the letter, and it, I mean, they sent him a text, and it said that they were going to discontinue my services.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, yes. I'm gonna tell you exactly what it said, and it really like made me so mad. So I called my case coordinator, and he was like, "Well, we just gonna look for you another agency." So it stated that they was going to temporarily suspend my case, and they were gonna let me and my case coordinator know. Because of his clocking and clocking out, but he was getting a time sheet until he had a phone, you know, until he had a better phone. And they told him that he couldn't do that. And then Friday, it was a whole going back and forth with text messages about the clocking and clocked out. So I guess, I don't know, it was no communication. I don't understand it.
Who left that message? It was a text
Nina.
Message or it was a...
Nina, yes.
The text message that she sent?
She sent
it to you or the caregiver?
The caregiver, my son.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm sorry. So, again, I think I'm really sorry about that. I'm going to look into that, actually, because that should not be happening.
Yes, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. I'm going to tell you exactly what it says so you can know what to ask her. Because I was so pissed. I'm sorry about my language, but I was so mad.
Oh.
So it said yes. It said one second, cause it's just like five of them. They were texting back and forth all Friday. Okay, so she said we will temporarily suspend services, and the service coordinator will be in contact with Ms. Joy. Due to we have not received no return call to resolve and no clock out. Now, mind you, they were texting her and my son was texting back and forth all Friday morning. Okay, so she left my coordinator worker 217-551-7436. And then she left Nina Knight, patient coordinator supervisor. So I emailed her at 3:00. She never responded. I called, no response Friday. So he just went and got a phone. He's clocking in and out. But I just want to ask her, like, why would you say you want to terminate my services for something that is for no reason? He did his time sheets and everything. So why would you say that?
I don't know. I know I'm going to have to speak to I can speak to Nina's supervisor because no, you're right. I mean, again, that's usually not how we operate. We're trying to be very friendly and helpful.
Yes,
and
yes.
I'm really sorry.
It's no problem. It's not a problem because you're apologizing and somebody's taking blame, and you didn't even do it. And I really appreciate that. And also, he only got paid for one day. They didn't pay him. He started on the 13th. He only got paid for for 24 hours. It would have been 32 hours.
So they didn't get paid the right amount?
Nope.
Okay, so that's something that I'm not able to.
Okay.
Are you able to speak? Do you know Valeria's extension?
Yes. Yep.
If you're, I mean, keep this is my direct line. My name is Josh. Keep my number, but try her first because she should be able to deal with that.
Okay.
And if not,
okay.
Let me know.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Joy. Yeah, call me if you have any questions. Again, I'm sorry. I hope it's cleared up by now.
Yes, it's clear though. I called my case coordinator and told him, you know, I'll wait and see how, before he changed me to another agency, I'll just wait and see, you know, because I only been here for a week.
Right. No, okay.
Okay? All right.
Before you do anything like that, yeah, always call me, okay? Keep my number locked in.
Okay, I got you. Okay, thank you.
Okay, good pleasure to speak to you, Troy. Okay, have a good day.
All right, if I have any problems, I will call you personally.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Take care. You're welcome. All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay.